Thousands of pilgrims gathered in the square under a brilliant Roman late summer sky to be received by Pope Benedict XVI. The Holy Father asked the faithful to pray for him ahead of his apostolic visit to Munich, Altötting, and Regensburg.
Alla preghiera di tutti voi vorrei infine affidare il viaggio apostolico.
Pope Benedict said he is grateful to the Lord for the chance to visit his homeland as Bishop of Rome. The Holy Father asked the faithful to accompany him on his journey with their prayers and entrusted his voyage to the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Accompagnatemi, cari amici, in questa mia visita che affido alla Vergine Santa.
In his catechesis, the Holy Father continued his series of reflections on the role of the apostles in the life of the Church and on the Church's apostolic ministry. This week, the Holy Father spoke of St. Philip the Apostle.
Philip was a native of Bethsaida, like Peter and Andrew. In the Gospel of John, it was Philip who told Nathanael about Jesus and then led him to the Lord with the words, "Come and see." Later, when some Greeks wished to see Jesus, they asked Philip, and he immediately brought them to him. Like every good evangelist, Philip not only spoke to others about Christ, but invited them to meet him personally. Jesus, in fact, chose his apostles to be with him, and in this way to know him and become his friends. At the Last Supper, Philip asked, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." To which Jesus replied, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. To know Jesus is to know God." In Jesus, the Eternal Son, God takes on a human face. According to tradition, Philip died a martyr's death after preaching the gospel in Greece and Phrygia. By his example and prayers, may we deepen our friendship with Jesus and joyfully invite others to come and see the Lord.
After the catechesis, the Holy Father greeted pilgrims in several languages, including English.
I warmly welcome all the English-speaking pilgrims present at this audience, including members of the Brothers of Charity Services in County Cork, Ireland, and the staff and students from St. Joseph's Institute in Copenhagen. May your time in Rome deepen your love of Christ and his Church. Upon you all, I invoke God's abundant blessings.
Pope Benedict leaves for Bavaria on Saturday and will be in the land where he lived his formative years until Thursday, the 14th of September. I'm Chris Altieri.